This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the first session of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, which focused on inclusive and sustainable growth. With Africa hosting the G20 summit for the first time, Mr. Modi said this is the right moment to revisit global development parameters and prioritize growth that is both inclusive and sustainable. He added that India's civilizational values, particularly the principle of integral humanism, offer a meaningful way forward. The Prime Minister proposed the creation of a G20 global healthcare response team, emphasizing that the world is stronger when it works together during health emergencies and natural disasters. He said their effort should be to create teams of trained medical experts from fellow G20 nations who are ready for rapid deployment in case of any emergencies. To tackle the rising challenge of drug trafficking, especially the spread of dangerous substances like fentanyl, the Prime Minister proposed a G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus. Mr. Modi called on member nations to unite to weaken the drug terror economy. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. She stressed that skills and strengths of people must be harnessed for the nation's development. The President today addressed a special session at Prashanti Nilayam Puttaparthi, commemorating the centenary of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. She said India can become a Vikasit Bharat by 2047 with the collective efforts of all.
Bharat Sarkar aise anek kadam utha rahi hai jisse deshvasiyon ka jeevan sugam aur saral ho tatha ve apni pratibha aur kshamata ka upayog desh ke vikas mein kar sake. Bharat Sarkar ke in prayason mein sabhi dharmar संस्थाओं, NGOs, प्राइवेट सेक्टर्स और नागरिकों को योगदान देना चाहिए. आपका योगदान भारत को 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के हमारे लक्ष्यों को पूरा करने में सहयोग सिद्ध होगा.
Industry leaders across various sectors have welcomed the implementation of 4 labor codes in the country, called it a timely and essential for modern economy. They said the move will also boost formal job creation, expand social security net and streamline compliance. The president of the National Front of the Indian Trade Unions, Dr. Deepak Jaiswal, said around 50 crore people are working in the unorganized sector and their minimum wage will now be fully ensured with the implementation of the new labor codes.
This will serve as a foundation stone for achieving our demands that could not be met even 100 years and the global standard that we supposed to be met by 2047. On behalf of our 14 labor organization, we have sincerely congratulate to Honorable Modi ji to take this historic step, which will benefit more than half of the population.
In Kerala, Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Kelkar today held a meeting with representatives of major political parties to review the progress of the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. He said over 99% of enumeration forms have already been distributed to voters across Kerala and the remaining distribution will be completed within the next 2 days. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and its adjoining areas, the Commission for Air Quality Management has revised the graded action plan for the Delhi NCR region. According to the CAQM, the measures under GRAP 4 will now be implemented under GRAP 3. Furthermore, some Stage 4 regulations will now be implemented in Stage 3, including provisions allowing 50% of staff in government, private and municipal offices to work from home. In men's cricket, South Africa were 247 for the loss of 6 wickets in their first innings against India on day 1 on the second and final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when stumps were drawn this evening. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.